What's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, it's Friday, Huggy.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
The Civil Will.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Thank God for another day, especially Friday. This week went by quicker than Tupac play on Broadway, y'all.
I guess
nobody heard them hollering, Civil Will.
Oh.
Or these shows ain't loyal. Tell Super J, did y'all see the 50 Shades of Grey trailer yet?
Yeah.
I give it a half a Viagra, Sybil.
Man.
Yeah, that's my rating. I know it's going to make a lot of money, but that trailer didn't do the movie any justice to make me want to go see it. The only thing I like about the trailer was Beyonce singing Crazy in Love.
Yeah.
That trailer wouldn't give Chaka Khan the urge to purge. And she's a born-again virgin. You know, that trailer's supposed to make her want to relapse. You know, make her want to holler, Benedict Cumberbatch. Meanwhile, Nicki Minaj album cover for her new single, Anaconda, is astonishing.
Astonishing.
She has on a G-string and some Jordans, y'all. Great day in the morning. Look at the fleas on Fluffy. I wouldn't put that much meat in a pot of beans. You know how I give her my rating. I give her a Viagra, a Levitra, and a Cialis. She make you want to say, toast the strudel? Well, I still remember. Let's count down these contenders. Contender number one, Sarah Palin, former governor of Alaska, former jump off of Glenn Rice, and former waste of a bumper sticker with John McCain.
Waste of a bumper
sticker. Oh, yeah. Well, Sarah Palin was caught speeding in town where she was once mayor. Popo cracked the former mayor doing 63 and a 45, and she told Alaska finers she wasn't speeding, she was qualifying, and blamed her speed on Sammy Hagar's song, I Can't Drive 55, that was playing on the radio. Good thing Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice wasn't on the radio, y'all. Contender number two, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg recently admitted he smoked weed in the White House bathroom. Snoop line. Why the hell would you tell that? I mean, as soon as we get a black president that let a black mofo in his residence, what Snoop do? Smoking a joint in the bathroom isn't a way to get President Obama approval rate higher, y'all. I mean, suppose Snoop would have got caught. John Boehner would be running around the White House lawn like he just scored the winning goal in the World Cup. Contender number three, Al Roker. He started that shiggity. Literally, Jay. You know, when he admitted taking a dump and leaving his funky-ass drawers in the bathroom, you nasty doing a number two at 16 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's 1600, y'all. You meteorologist minion. Contender number four, DMX. Two words, y'all. Al Poe. Kenya Moore, you are the Bama of the week. Kenya hit the floor. Moore was in Vegas at a fashion show where she felt like she got hit by Portia Stewart's hologram, y'all. She tried to get up like Lewinsky, but the stain was already there. It was too late. She blew it.
Oh, my gosh.
Kenya Moore, you are the Bama of the week.